Well, Scott, nice to see you get a few overs with the ball there. I think you bowled 22 in the end and among the wickets as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to get some overs in my belt. I got sort of 30 in last week at Durant Trent Bridge. And again, it's nice to get some overs in again, like you say, some wickets. But I thought the whole seam was contribution, the whole throughout the game was fantastic.
I was going to need something from Worcestershire with a rear guard action. I don't think any of you probably expected that they would go out there and wipe off the deficit of 114, though, without losing a wicket.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Mitchell and Hughes played very well, especially Hughes. He made us ball at them in funny areas. But yeah, I think the pitch has got a little bit better than what it did yesterday. I think the sun's helped. So hopefully the sun can stay out tomorrow and pitch is good.
Ben Stokes earlier seemed to be a bit annoyed with himself. He bowled four overs early on, but then he came back and took the two wickets, which got the breakthrough just before tea. We're moving both openers within about three overs of each other.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, after lunch, he bowled brilliant. He bowled fast and bowled straight, and he had a good wind behind him. So yeah, definitely, he bowled fantastic. Same with Stokes after tea. Bowled nice and straight and made them play, which was good.
Callum with a fifer as well. I think that's the ninth time he's done that in his first class career, but he came in and sorted out the middle order in the tail.
Yeah, he did after tea. I think he bowled 10 overs off a trot and bowled brilliant. Sort of got his five wickets as well. And like I say, bowled nice and straight and made them play and bowled nice and simple. It was good.
It was interesting to watch you bowling because at times it looked like they were comfortable and then you found themselves, they were getting frustrated with you not knowing which line to pick and one or two of them getting themselves out.
Yeah, I mean, there's a nice bit of rough there for me to bowl, especially at left-handers. And I felt like when I did land it in the good areas, it was troubling them. So that's what I was trying to do, was just trying to land it in that rough and try and get it there as much as I could because it was spinning from there. And that's what I did a couple of times and managed to pick up a couple of wickets.
I think the biggest cheer of the day was the catch at short leg from Will Smith. I think it was Moeen Ali. Everybody went up as if he'd won the cup final with that one.
It was an absolutely fantastic catch. He's done that a few times with me, Will Smith, and it was an unbelievable catch today.
Talk us through how this is going then. You've got 148 left to get, but you've lost a wicket at the end, which is obviously something you didn't want to do. But you'll feel that you're more or less in the box seat with this one, but you never know here this year, do you? That's the thing.
No, that's right, you do. You never know. But hopefully, I mean, we've got confidence in the dressing room now. And I think the pitch is getting better. They showed that today. They play well on it. So hopefully we can sort of kick on in the morning. And we've got 2 days to get 150 runs, you know, so we're in no rush. So hopefully Stormin and Jennings can bat time in the morning and get the balls in the second spells and hopefully knock the total off.
Hope you don't take 2 days over it. I might have fallen asleep in the commentary box if you do.
If it does take 2 days, and it does take 2 days, we're not in no rush to get 150 runs as long as we get there in the end.
And confidence now must be oozing through the team. You know, after the Sussex defeat, narrowly losing down at Arundel Castle, you'd gone 10 games without a win and you're now looking at making it four on the bounce.
Yeah, definitely. I think ever since that Sussex game, I thought we were lucky not to win that. But since the Middlesex game, our first win, we've been pretty much awesome. You know, I mean, last week was a fantastic win down at Trent Bridge, and hopefully on the way of another win here. So yeah, confidence is sky high, and hopefully we can sort of keep it going and kick on next week to Liverpool.